Yeah, daily help, advice, anecdotes from a career either side of the microphone. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart, Get a Better Broadcast podcast, voice over voice, talking about taking voice production notes today on the show. Short one today. Always keep, we mentioned this kind of yesterday, en passant, in passing. Always keep a record of the takes that you do in a session, so the number and the direction that's requested of you. That's because in some recordings, you may have upwards of 50 takes with notes on each one. So if you keep a written track of what you did when, then it'll be easier to not only go back and reproduce a read in a certain way, I think take 23 was the kind of brighter sound we really wanted. But it also gives you a kind of roadmap of where you've been and where you're going with your particular performance. And from that, not only can you learn about your performance in the moment, in the studio there and then, but also it helps you look over your performance subsequently, maybe on the train on the way home or back home with a cup of tea or coffee, and looking over it and working out, those were the directions, those were the notes, that was the feedback that I was given over the course of that. They kept picking up on the fact that I didn't intone words in a certain way. Or I noted, that was particularly interesting. They wanted me to lift that payoff line or the name of the company much more. Yeah, they mentioned that a couple of times. I must remember to do that unprompted in the future. I loved the way that they used those lead-in lines to get me into character and the right tone right from the get-go. Do you see what I mean? So if you've got those notes, it gives you that roadmap that you can learn from subsequently. That's it for today. Tomorrow, how control room characters may shape your voice. Tomorrow, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.